We have spoken a lot about this group of experts, the ILO, IMO, ECE. We have spoken a lot with regard to one of the two tasks, which is the finalization of the modification and restructuring to the CTU code. Pretty much we have been working in the meeting today and yesterday and before that in the informal work and the former session of the special session of WP24 on CTU on modification. Thereafter, that was about restructuring. But also in the terms of reference that were accepted by WP24 and are now available for approval, there is also a second task that is defined. And that second task includes the future review process. So after we have the new CTU code version approved, we said we do it because we want to have a process in place that would allow for a regular update to the technical parts. And the technical parts, as we agreed, is now the tier two, so annexes, tier three appendices, and tier four, not official part of the CTU code, but its supplement, and also those possibly should be kept correct and so updated. Obviously, since this is the second task of this future group of experts, that possibly means that this group of experts, along finishing a final version of the new version of the CTU code, it should also submit a draft terms of reference for this review process to be established. And that means pretty much that the three fellow secretariats, so the one of IMO, UNEC, but also ILO, we should draft the terms of reference for this future process. So I have been thinking that it's possibly a good idea to spend a few minutes to pick up your brains or to collect the ideas how you in the future would like to actually see such a process to be put in place. Do you see it that there should be a standing body that has some clear reporting lines, or maybe you see a different mechanism? What should be the frequency of meetings? Start of work? Well, that's possibly only after we have this new version of the code finalized. The working methods, official meetings in person, I mean, again, referring to what I just said, if we have official meetings, then those organized by UNEC means that they obviously, per definition, are in person. But maybe there should be some combined format and you would actually see that informal work is part of the process. Obviously, the important aspect is also what's the composition of a possible body, the secretariat. We have been discussing also the aspect that ILO will, I should say ILO constituencies may not be involved in reviewing the technical parts, but ILO secretariat, of course, may. So these aspects we don't need to finalize, but it's just about ideas to possibly share, which then should help drafting and so facilitating possibly the discussion at the ILO, ECE, IMO group of experts possibly in the second half of 2025. So that was the last point, and Madam Chair, I would invite everybody to provide some ideas for this future review process. Thank you.